A third performer in Southern California's adult entertainment industry has tested positive for HIV. The recent outbreak has slowed production in the multi-billion dollar business, and it has raised new concerns about the safety of porn actors. Earlier this month, the Los Angeles County Health Department seized records of more than 50 performers from the AIM Healthcare Foundation. That's a clinic that serves most of the actors and actresses who appear in pornographic films. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen has this profile of the clinic.
It's busier than usual today at the Adult Industry Medical, or AIM, healthcare clinic in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley.
Now, we'll photocopy everything.
Twice.
Sharon Mitchell, founder and executive director of AIM, is frantically trying to locate and copy the records of clients who may have had sexual contact with the HIV-positive porn actors. The L.A. County Health Department issued a public health emergency order that allows access to AIM's records to help identify and contain the HIV cases. Mitchell, a former actress in adult films and now a sexologist, says since she started the AIM clinic in 1998, she's seen three HIV outbreaks in the adult entertainment industry.
From a medical standpoint, with this much transient population and this many new people entering and leaving the business every month, it wasn't a shock to me.
In a small room next to Mitchell's office, Kim Kelly, a hefty blonde porn actress, gets blood drawn for her monthly HIV and sexually transmitted disease tests.
One vial or two?
Two vials today.
You hate me?
Kelly says she knows several of the people whose records will be handed over to the county health department.
I was in Chicago at the time of the news outbreak, so first thing I got back Monday morning, I was here.
Before AIM opened, Sharon Mitchell claims most adult performers did not get tested for sexually transmitted diseases. Mitchell saw a need and an opportunity. She set up the nonprofit clinic, subsidized by porn studios, to provide monthly testing and counseling to adult performers. And, working with Southern California's major porn producers, Mitchell established a protocol whereby most performers can't get work unless they produce a monthly clean bill of health from her clinic.
Now, most people think that that's a bad way of going about it and that I'm a monopoly and so on and so forth. But don't blame me for being a good businesswoman. I'm protecting you.
Last week, AIM sponsored a press conference to discuss the recent HIV cases. During the conference, adult film director Rob Spallone told reporters that AIM's intentions are in the right place, but their business practices aren't.
The way they're running it is absolutely horrible. It's a nonprofit organization. Do you know how much that test, these kids are charged for that test?
The charge is $110, but AIM staff counters that's a small price to pay, considering the clinic offers an expensive blood screening seen as the Cadillac of HIV testing. Furthermore, AIM staff argues the same test can cost three times as much at commercial labs. Lee Klosinski of AIDS Project Los Angeles, one of the nation's largest AIDS service organizations, says AIM provides important and much-needed medical testing.
This is a group that is highly stigmatized. Many providers have multiple hang-ups associated with treating these folks. And AIM has found a really important niche and provides very valuable services, I think.
And the need for those services is great in the porn community, where, according to Sharon Mitchell's research, fewer than 17% of performers wear condoms. Ann Mitchell says the scope of what's desirable in porn movies is constantly growing.
It's not what was being shot in 1975, and it's not what was being shot in 1995.
Mitchell says today's films often feature sex with multiple partners and unprotected anal intercourse. And she says rougher sex can lead to genital abrasions, which in turn increases the chance for HIV transmission. But, says porn producer and AIM board member Ira Levine, consumers of porn want to see riskier stuff.
For the same reason they like extreme sports and reality TV, are at least momentarily titillated by sensational, extreme behavior of one kind or another. I think there's a certain part of the adult video market that is motivated by that.
Last week, the LA County Health Department suggested that California's Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigate and possibly even regulate the adult film industry. This may include eventually mandating condom use on porn sets. In the meantime, most of LA's major porn studios have complied with a voluntary moratorium on shooting scenes involving intercourse until early June. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.